this week's parasha, and it's very, very interesting. And that is, so the Torah says machshev is chayv misa. How do I know that? Because it says mechashefa lois tachaya. You notice it's very, very interesting. All the rishonim make this dirk. And that is, wherever the Torah says that if someone does something for which is chayv misa, what does it say? Mois yumas, right? It says demeyam bam, right? There's different words, adjectives that the Torah uses. But the Torah always says, b'kum v'aseh, go kill the guy. Here, the Torah says, don't let the person live. Lois nechaya. In fact, if you look at the Rambam, in Hilchas Sanhedrin, it's in Perek Yudalet Halacha Gimel. Kol mechuyev misas bezdin. Shaloi hei misu oisai bezdin. If someone's chai misas bezdin, bezdin doesn't kill him. Bitlu mitzvah saseh. The mevatel a mitzvah saseh. V'loi over a mitzvah lois saseh. However, they're not over a mitzvah lois saseh. Right? The mevatel the mitzvah saseh that bezdin has to kill someone. That's chai misas bezdin. Chod, there's one exception. Mina mechashev. Shem loy hei misu oisai, avru al mitzvahs loisase, shenema mechashefa loisachai. Fascinating. So when it comes to the mechashev, it's poshe pshad, read it the pasuk. It says loisachai, it's a loisase. All chai be misas bezins and ase. But when it comes to the mechashefa, here it's going to be a loisase. And the question is why? Why would the mechashefa be singled out and be so, so different? If you look at the Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah, the Ramban also makes the dik. The Ramban says, "Mechashef alo yisachaya, amar lemaylo, b'chol chayve misois mois yumas, v'atam shu chayv miso, u mitzvah sasei oleinu lohamos oisoi, mimashe nemar, u biyarta ramikir becho, oi mizah ba'atzmoi, she yitzave yumas," right? That in and of itself is a mitzvah. Avo b'kan, loy omar mechashef alo mois tomos, ki hechner ba, because the Torah wanted to be more machmer, lahazer oisonu belav, Shaloi nechaya oisa. It's not just an asay, but there's actually a lois asay component. Vatam says the Ramban. The reason is mipnei shehi tmeas Hashem, because she is defiling the Shem. Rabas hamehuma v'hashoytim niftin achareha. And for that reason, hechmer babalav. Three things. Tmeas Hashem. She's defiling the Shem. We'll see what that means in a minute. Rabas hamehuma. This great mayhem. And all the fools are going to end up following her. It's for that reason, Hechmer Babalav. That's not 100% clear what the punchline is. It sounds like it's almost three punchlines. The next line is the giveaway. The Chain says the Ramban, Bechom Merubei Hatakala. This is true for all people that do things where they're Merubei Hatakala. They're not just hurting themselves, but they're hurting other people as well. And you find a similar nuance. Listen to this. Kigon Sha'amar B'Mesis. V'loi Sachma V'loi Sachasal. Right, the Mesis also Chai Misa. But there's a Loi Sase. Now, it's a different Loi Sase. Loi Sachma V'loi Sachasal, right? Me'in Yelenia, but it's not the same punchline, but it's the same oimek. There's a lav component to killing the mesis. Why? Because the mesis, by definition, the previous mishnah is someone that's trying to get other people to do something bad. And you find it by the ritzeach as well. Where do you see by the ritzeach? That's a lois asay, right? Don't take opinion from the ritzeach. You actually have to go and you have to kill him. That's a lois asay. Why? Because they're merubei atakala. These are all people that are causing others to stumble. The mesis is getting people to be avid by the zar. The ritzeach is killing other people. So too, the machshefa, because of this idea that the shoytim were niftim achareh, hichmir babalav, it's for that reason you end up having a lois saseh. One dvar pella on this pasuk is in the Bechor Shor. So again, all the rishonim make this day kemat. Why lois sachaya, lois saseh? And once you go down the road of pshutei shel mikra, you'll find some very interesting things. I'll tell you the most pella-digger one. And this is in the Bechor Shor, one of the Bali Tosfos, right? So he says as follows, lois sachaya, mashma, don't even take this person to court. If you see a machshefa, don't even bother taking the person to court. Right? The maces, you have this whole sting operation. Don't even bother with that. Just take the person and kill the person. Because you know what's going to happen if you try taking the person to Bezdin? She knows kishef, right? You're going to go up against a kishef macher, you don't stand a chance, right? So you're going to end up losing. So don't even go down that road. You're going to end up in trouble. The Oimer Gabi Aknanim, and you find the same thing by the Knanim. Loi Sechaya Kol Neshama. V'loi Sheyavim LeBezdin. Right? Who shtelt Tzu Machshefa Loi Sechaya to Loi Sechaya Kol Neshama? Rabbi Yosi Aglili. He was the one who shtelt it too. So the Bechor Shtar has a Makar in Atana. But listen to the Tzu Shtel. Forget about Saif, Skila. Don't even bother. Just take the person. You have an opportunity to take her out. Do what you need to do. And he tells Sue the Mishnah that we had earlier in the Masechta, in Perek Nigmar Adin, where the Mishnah was saying that you're not allowed to kill two people on the same day. Shimon ben Shetach once hung 80, right? Noshim and Achayev Tliya. And Shimon ben Shetach hung 80 Machshevis in one day. Says the Becharsha, you know what I see in that Gemara? Well, how do you even push behind that Gemara? It was like, oh, Hirasha. Not Hirasha. He was following the Pasuk in the Torah. He did it because it was Machshevah. Fascinating. If it wasn't Kishif Machers, I don't know if Shimon Chatach would have done that. But he knew in the Pshutai Shamikra of the Pasuk, of Machshev Eloi Sechaya Liktadin, that killed a person at an opportunity. And that's why Shimon Ben Chatach hung women, even though you're not supposed to hang women. And Shimon Ben Chatach killed two in a day, even though it's not something you're supposed to do. And the reason he went ahead and did that was, is because he understood in Machshev Eloi Sechaya. So why is it such a Dvar Pella? Because it's in the Mishnah of the Elohim on the skull. And now all of a sudden, Kuntz again the Bukhar. Right, in our sugya, Rabbi Yisad really holds that Machshev is Chayiv Saif. And then you have Rabbi Akiva ben Azar, Rabbi Yehuda, who all say Skila. The Bukhar Shar says, no, Leis Chayiv, just at first opportunity you have to take care of business, take care of business. Now, he's coming from Shimon ben Shetach, but this is like a real Chiddush, right? Sometimes when the Pshutei Shal Mikra is not 100% consistent with what we're learning in the sugya, it's always interesting, right? Oymik Pshutei Shal Mikra, the Rashbam, and Ibn Ezra, Bukhar Shar is on the top of the list of Oymik Pshutei Shal Mikra Parshanim. But this one is really, really fascinating. Either way,